listening to Inspiring Health with Dr. Roxana Gapster, President and CEO of WellSpan Health, as she hosts candid conversations about organizational culture, value, and other pressing issues we face in healthcare and business today.
When you think about your last healthcare experience, what were your expectations? You wanted to know your concerns would be heard, you'd receive the safest care, and you'd have the best possible outcome. In healthcare, this is the minimum that our consumers expect from us. But as an industry, we're only just beginning to meet these expectations consistently. Today, we'll explore the journey to high reliability through three topics: the road to consistency in healthcare, the best place to find solutions to not only meet but exceed consumer expectations, and guidance for leaders to drive consistent, reliable results in any industry. Joining me today is Dr. Mike Syme, Chief Quality Officer for WellSpan Health. Mike, thanks for being here.
Thanks, Roxana, for inviting me.
So, Mike, you've recently joined the team at WellSpan, and we're so glad to have you. We've made a commitment to our focus for high reliability, and you bring a wealth of experience to advance our journey. There is no business more human or perhaps more complex than healthcare. It makes the journey to high reliability an absolute must for any organization delivering on promises to their consumers. What does high reliability mean to you, Mike?
High reliability to me is based on three guiding principles. First, it's a commitment by leadership to being trustworthy and setting a vision to become failure-free over time. Second is creating a culture that allows team members, clinicians, and leaders to routinely recognize and report errors and improvement opportunities. Third, that we as an organization are committed to the widespread use of lean principles and tools to drive for continuous improvement. Everyone on the team must be committed to providing care that is of the highest quality and safety, and our patients and family are confident in the care that we provide and know what to expect from each of us on every visit.
As a physician, you've experienced this from both the clinical and the administrative sides of the table. How has your own experience shaped your view of quality and safety?
Like most clinicians who've practiced for a number of years, there is always one or two cases that haunt us. I wish I could go back and change the events for some of my patients, but we know that's not possible. But what I can do is openly share my experiences of what went wrong and what we did to fix or prevent future failures, and actually provide an environment where clinicians won't be put in a position to make the same mistakes I did. I think it's important that we create processes that protect our patients and our team members, because nothing feels worse than knowing that you possibly could have harmed a patient.
Yeah, that's a really good point, Mike. Health systems have worked to improve safety over the past 30 years or more, but we're not there yet. Even though every member of the team works so hard to ensure safe care each patient, each time, our healthcare system and others aren't perfect. And we as humans aren't perfect either.
Yes, I couldn't agree with that more. I think it's really important that we acknowledge that despite being vigilant, we still make mistakes. As a leader, I think try to strive to understand that we have to be fixated on errors. We have to look at a system and think how it could go wrong in every aspect. We need to use technology, and we need to really look prior to starting any case on what could go wrong, and if we were faced with that, how we would change our care plan to make sure that our patients are safe.
Yeah, this element of safety is so important. It's really a minimum requirement that patients experience a healthcare encounter where we do no harm. How do we build a culture where safety is everyone's responsibility, Mike?
Like I said at the beginning, I think that starts with leadership, Roxana. I see the vision that you and other leaders have set for WellSpan, and that really does bring home the point that we are committed to our patients' safety. We also have to be committed to continual process improvement. So despite making changes, we have to be fixated on taking something that's good and driving it to greatness.
Yeah, one of the things that we've said is we have 20,000 problem solvers in our organization. And I think any organization needs to know that team members really have to drive the work. They need to feel ownership of the solutions as well. So culture is a key ingredient for high reliability, and organizations that are looking to improve reliability really need to have that strong sense of curiosity when approaching difficult problems. We all need to be willing to assess and adapt, flex and change. And making those changes, although difficult, are important for our patients. Wouldn't you say, Mike?
Absolutely. I feel it's really important that every person within WellSpan feels valued and that they have been put in driving care. We're all equal members of the team with the same mission of creating an environment where our patients thrive, our staff feels supported, and team members' opinions are valued.
That's great. You know, one of our values at WellSpan, Mike, is find a better way. And I'm just wondering if you could talk a little bit about our cycle of continuous improvement and what it means to standardize.
Yeah, so I think that to standardize means that we eliminate human error. So we really want to practice and create an environment that's based on evidence. So the more often we can create standard work or standard process, the less likely we will be to have an error reach a patient. So that is every aspect of the care we provide. A good example of what I'm speaking to, Roxana, occurred when we've looked to address C. difficile infections within my last organization. We developed a team, and initially we started with just care delivery. But given that we weren't improving at the rate we expected, we decided to redesign the entire process. And we engaged housekeeping, our food service personnel, as well as care delivery. And what we realized were the two best ideas we had came from people who weren't on the original team. I always joke that my mom told me to wash my hands before every meal, but we never do that in the hospital. One of the food delivery service team members suggested that we provide everyone with Purell before they eat and that they wash their hands. Once we did that, we saw a reduction in our C. diff rate. The other opportunity was housekeeping questioned why nursing was cleaning the equipment and they weren't. It really drove to us creating a process of standardized cleaning for each room, both during the hospitalization and at the final end clean. So those are examples where ideas came from people who aren't normally associated with process improvement in some organizations, but highlight the importance of every team member's ideas with us driving towards improvement.
It's a great example of consistency, Mike. I mean, let's think about other experiences that we have as consumers, like going to the grocery store. You really expect to have a consistent experience each and every time. And you know where to go to get the milk, the bread, the eggs. You know which aisle has your favorite cereal. Over the past few months during the pandemic, I don't know if any of you have gone to the grocery store, but the experience has been different. We don't know what to expect when we go. The experience is not consistent. And you may not have the desired outcome or the right food items when you leave. We didn't experience what we were used to, and we didn't have the outcomes we thought. It's a lot like inconsistency in healthcare because it causes a lot of frustration. Consistency builds trust. Patients want to know what to expect each and every time. Mike, I know that a passion of yours is reliability aimed at improving health equity. How does high reliability support access to care and other resources?
So health equity to me means that everyone has a fair and just opportunity to be as healthy as possible. Health equity means reducing and ultimately eliminating disparities in health which adversely affect excluded or marginalized groups. So when I think of high reliability and how we use it in process improvement, we have to use data to look for areas of inequity within our care delivery system. We need to advocate for our patients, listen to them, and actually work to improve the overall health of the population in South Central Pennsylvania with added resources to those who have historically been marginalized by society.
That's great. Such a practical application of why reliability matters. And it underscores the importance of why we need to keep focus in this area. Something you said earlier that I would like to circle back to, the importance of vision. I'm really proud of WellSpan for its strong vision. It's a North Star for us. A trusted partner, reimagining healthcare, inspiring health. Consider that first line, a trusted partner. We have 20,000 people driven by this notion that we must be a trusted partner to our patients and communities so they feel safe and they're safe in our care.
I agree, Roxana. If I didn't see that in WellSpan, I don't think I would have moved across the country. I'm excited to be part of a team that's focused and committed to the wellness of our population, that's committed to continually seeking and driving to be the best, and most importantly, to work with people who are so committed and compassionate about the care they provide every day.
Thanks, Mike. The takeaway today is that any leader can set direction for their team. Empower your team to co-create the solutions you're seeking. As a recap, remember, culture starts at the top, and the commitment transcends leadership. It takes consistent effort from every member of the team. A culture of high quality and safety evolves over time and can be shaped by best practices and sustained improvements, and it's driven by vision. Mike, thanks for joining me today and sharing your insights. I really appreciate your being here.
Thanks, Roxana, for inviting me. I appreciate your time.
Thanks for tuning in, everyone. We hope you'll join us for the next episode of Inspiring Health.